This is Dr. Zeev Haskon, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Vascular and Interventional Radiology, and I'm here with Dr. Francisco Carnevale from São Paulo, Brazil, to talk about his abstract, one of the distinguished abstracts at the Society of Interventional Radiology annual meeting in San Francisco. Francisco, welcome.
Hi, Zeev. I'm very pleased to be here with you and to talk about our distinguished abstract.
So the title of the paper is Quality of Life and Symptoms Relief Support Prostatic Artery Embolization for Patients with Acute Urinary Retention Due to Benign Prostatic Hypertrophy. Dr. Carnevale, tell us a little bit about why we need something different to treat BPH.
The idea of this treatment is that we would like to offer a new minimally invasive alternative of treatment to compare and for patients with a larger prostate due to BPH, because we have seen some complications due to other surgeries like TURPE and open prostatectomies, like impotence, incontinence, and retrograde ejaculatory disorder. So we would like to offer an alternative of treatment for these patients.
And that's, frankly, a very real issue for patients, even with the most advanced outpatient procedures, such as green light laser, the need for a Foley catheter, the ejaculation and erectile dysfunction, correct?
Correct. Well, yeah, they usually have this kind of complications and issues due to the surgeries.
So tell us about the purpose of your study specifically.
Well, the aim of this study was to show that we can improve both quality of life and symptoms relief with this procedure with a minimum follow-up of 1 year. And we have almost 4 years follow-up in the first initial patients. So we also have measured all these patients with urodynamic studies that neurologists are very concerned about that. So it was very important to show that.
So let's talk about the actual study design that you're reporting.
Okay, we have selected 11 patients with acute urinary retention due to enlarged prostate, BPH, and they had indwelling catheters. We select all these patients. They had prostates ranging from 30 to 90 grams. They were TURPE candidates. And we embolized all these patients using the standard embolization technique. We used a unilateral femoral approach. And it was able to perform bilateral embolization 75% of these patients. So we got 75% technical success, but with 92.1% clinical success. And clinical success means a catheter removal. We were able to take these catheters out in 10 out of 11 patients.
So are you saying that these were patients that because of their BPH were chronic catheter dependent?
Yes, all these patients were depending of these catheters.
And how many patients did you screen before you reached this 11?
Oh, we have consecutive 11 patients that were treated, and they were on the waiting list for TURPE.
So first, let's talk about complications before we talk about a little bit more about the results. What did you see?
We got, during the procedure, just mild symptoms during procedure, just burning the urethra and at the prostate region. And we got three patients with a minimal rectal bleeding, very small amount of bleeding, with a teaspoon, and mixed with the stool.
It was self-limited bleeding?
Yes, it was self-limited and 2 to 3 days. And two patients had diarrhea, and one patient had hematuria. And found during follow-up, at the 1 month follow-up, this patient had a perfusion, distributional perfusion in the bladder that disappeared at the 3 month follow-up.
So now let's jump to the 1 year follow-up. What did you see at 1 year by quality of life and by IPSS scores?
IPSS dramatically decreased as quality of life, because before the procedure, all these patients, they had indwelling catheters, so they were classified as severe symptoms. At the 1 month follow-up, these patients had mild symptoms, and symptoms were still mild over time. So symptoms reduced significantly. All the data were statistically significant.
So you're saying that the improvement was sustained during the follow-up period?
Yes, perfectly. It was sustained over one year follow-up. As quality of life, all these patients had terrible conditions, mainly due to the indwelling catheters. And after 1 month, every patient had the catheter out. The mean range was 12 days to take this catheter out.
So being without a catheter improves anybody's quality of life. So this is really a phase one or phase two feasibility study. So what can you conclude and what do you think are the next steps now that you've been able to show this pretty dramatic improvement in this small sample?
I think now that we need more patients to be treated and longer follow-up to prove that we can offer this treatment and have a longer follow-up sustained over time. And once we have that, we can offer this treatment as a new one for this kind.
So is the next step a randomized trial? Or do we need a larger phase two single-arm study?
We are randomizing to TURP. We are randomizing 10 to 10 patients, but we are also performing more patients to see if we have good follow-up over time.
Dr. Carnevale, thank you very much. Signing off for JVIR. Thanks again, and tune in for more podcasts.